Hi, this is Satya Dash reading Triptych of the Insomniac's 3 AM Hungers. In the city of crackling dirt, the sun tumbled down, almost trampling us over, finally resting behind the barracks of men who plundered the pink paint of new rooms guiltless. All this while knowing there will soon come a time they would breathe in hiccups, the vanishing absolution of distant scents arose from windows of upturned cellars claiming centuries of chasm and victuals, heirlooms and myrrh, tongues gone awry after mistaking blood for cocktail, eyes for oysters, how those avocado mouths begged mercy from clouds that couldn't be cudgeled to rain, while I got doused in the storm, my hair stayed erect for days from the electrostatic charge I gleaned from the dead. I could never get drunk enough in love. Dark wine flowed purple straight through me, and I didn't have the audacity to say stay. Phrased long, smug, sunny, like endless pixels on low simmer. The words from my grandmother's mouth, bristling wisdom and tangy orange, she spoke in sentences and silences, both. The length of trains crossing one another on adjacent platforms. You give one person one life, you get two dioramas and floods infinite. My mother too, taking after her mother, gentility of aging jaw, the red-white flesh of gums, watching for eternity the prodigal tongue, wrestle in the precincts without knowing the consequences of slippage. Cane twisting, arms coiling, the perverse rock of my dying force, that entered a molten crater, harnessing a hardness to make my first mind. There my meditation ended, when the stones on my knuckles tasted like cake. My favorite teacher from school visits at the end of the dream, tells me after class, if a process becomes its own celebration, it's one sure way to know you love it. When I try writing harder, I break the pen's nib, and ink traces the longest line on my palm, like a child learning about the Nile for the first time. Will you take a look at these hands, abstinent through a lifetime of milk? My friends don't believe this impossible sainthood, but I did give way to reams of sea. At the point inside the cave where stalactites and stalagmites met. Soon, my tongue hissed its way to the edge of the cliff, overseeing the city of dirt, dazzling with dust, an insoluble fate. I think if I have children, I'll ask them to come here and dine once, for breaking bread on watery heights taught you the language of a stoic lover, tendered you in winking halves the naval eye of the pleasured monk.